I want to take a trip in the Wayback Machine, not that online archive we talked about on the program last week. I want to go back to that, well, not so golden age of television, to 2004, when NBC launched a new franchise on its Dateline NBC program, To Catch a Predator. Chris Hansen would set up in a house somewhere with the help of the civilian watchdog group Perverted Justice and would lure people looking to have sex with minors. Well, 7 years after his last investigation aired on NBC, Chris Hansen wants to bring it back, and he wants your help. Starting today, he's taking up a collection using the crowdfunding site Kickstarter to launch a web-based program he says he'll end up calling Hansen vs. Predator. And if he's able to raise the $400,000 needed to get the project going, he's going to try and sell it to a network. The show itself, back in the day, was scary good television. I'll cop to it. I watched it, you know, at least once or twice.
I defended
or
it on this show or
for years
once.
Okay, so...
So you get to defend it again.
Go for it.
Well, okay, first of all, let's admit there was a lot of criticism. Was it entrapment? Was it sensationalism? Was it journalists making news instead of reporting the news? Collaborating with law enforcement, paying the Perverted Justice. There's all those criticisms out there, and they're fair criticisms. But I just thought, on balance, it was a social good, and the audience was saying so, you know, by viewing it. I mean, you were getting people who were obviously – I mean, they knew what was going on when they were being solicited online for an opportunity to have sex with a minor. There was no question what they were showing up for those houses to do. Was it entrapment? Maybe so. But if you can get some of those folks off the streets, I'd say that probably the average parent at least would say, go for it, Chris Hansen.
Well, I would agree with everything that you just said. The only problem that I have with it is that it turns a very serious problem into entertainment. And I think that's where I have a moral issue with that. I don't think that issues, especially when you're talking about children and putting and them being in harm's way, not that that occurred on these shows, but you start turning it into entertainment and people aren't really thinking about what are the long-term consequences of these people actually being on the streets and whether or not law enforcement, the criminal justice system, the mental health system is doing something to deal with that problem before it gets to that point.
I hear you, and I think it's a fair debate, but I must say Hansen's being smart and his agent to go through Kickstarter. I mean, first of all, these campaigns work a lot of times, and if you get $400,000, then go into a syndicator or whatever and getting that.
You think people are going to cough up the money? You think people are sitting at home waiting for this to come back? Or do you think there's a reason NBC stopped doing it 7 years ago?
I wouldn't vote against it. I wouldn't vote against Chris Hansen because Kickstarter works. I mean, there's a lot of other sort of journalism campaigns, maybe not to raise $400,000, that have been successful. I mean, New York Times is getting a lot of documentaries on its website being funded through Kickstarter. And Huffington Post got the reporter, the Cub reporter in Ferguson, you know, paid through Kickstarter. So lots of international journalism projects and independent journalism projects are being funded by Kickstarter. So I wouldn't put it past him if he got the money.
Well, I think he might be able to get the money. And if he's able to generate that kind of money, I think that there's enough networks out there on cable television.
Oh,
somebody's
yeah.
going to pick it up and run with it.
I have visions of True TV right up coming out of season two of Breaking Greenville,
or Netflix or Amazon or who knows
because they have evidence people watched it once upon a time.